After the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Ken Kessler. Doug Steffens around here somewhere. I know he flew back over the weekend from California back onto the farm, and I think there's a little bit of a technical thing, but Evan is working on it back in the studio in Washington. Good Monday morning to you. Interesting events over the weekend. Two different operations in Africa, about 3,000 miles apart. I don't know if you heard this, a lot of chatter on the Sunday morning talk shows about it. U.S. military forces went after two high-value targets. In Libya, the U.S. Army Delta Force captured Abu Anas Alibi, I think, an al-Qaeda operative wanted for his role in the 1998 bombings of two American embassies. And in Somalia, members of the Navy SEAL Team 6 targeted the commander of Al-Shabaab. The SEALs had to withdraw when they came under fire, trying to avoid civilian casualties. And at least at this point, it's not known if they did kill their target. No news still on that one yet, but that was the talk on a lot of the Sunday morning talk shows, and as usual this hour on Monday mornings, we review some of the talk radio from the weekend and also from the Sunday morning talk shows, like this sample from Fox News with Chris Wallace talking to correspondent Jennifer Griffin about both of these raids that took place over the weekend.
We start with those U.S. commando raids in North Africa. Navy SEALs hit a seaside villa in Somalia going after a leader of Al-Shabaab, the group behind that recent mall massacre in Nairobi. Meanwhile, in Libya, American forces ended a 15-year manhunt for an al-Qaeda operative linked to the bombings of U.S. embassies back in 1998. National Security Correspondent Jennifer Griffin has more on these daring operations. Jennifer.
Chris, the Libyan government was not told about U.S. plans to carry out this commando raid, and now they are demanding answers. U.S. officials confirmed the president signed off on these two operations at the end of September. Navy SEALs came ashore in Somalia in the pre-dawn hour Saturday to target a villa south of Mogadishu, where top leaders of the al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Shabaab were gathered. Shortly thereafter, in the capital of Libya, elite special operations forces surrounded the vehicle of this man, Abu Anas Alibi, a top al-Qaeda operative who has been indicted in the Southern District of New York, wanted by the U.S. government for more than a decade for his role in the East Africa bombings. His family says Alibi had just pulled up to his house after morning prayers when he was nabbed by the U.S. forces. Pentagon Press Secretary George Little issued the following statement, quote, as the result of a U.S. counterterrorism operation, Abu Anas Alibi is currently lawfully detained by the U.S. military in a secure location outside of Libya. It is not clear whether the target of the SEAL operation in Somalia, the mastermind of the Kenya mall attack, was killed. A firefight broke out. At least one Somali was killed, but the SEALs could not retrieve the body to make a positive identification. Libby is alleged to have done surveillance on the embassies before the bombing. He hid in Britain and Iran after 1998 and returned to Libya in 2011 during the uprising against Muammar Gaddafi. An FBI hostage rescue team with prosecutorial authorities was embedded with the U.S. forces who carried out this attack. U.S. officials confirm Alibi will be tried in the United States and will not be sent to Guantanamo Bay.
All right, so there's the overview of these the raids and the Delta Force. You know, when I hear that, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler brought us into our discussion the first of the week. It's Monday, the 7th of October, beginning the overview that we have all morning long, or all what part of the day you're here with us is, I guess, immaterial to what's going on. What's going on is that there, I remember where I was actually working out in the gym in the hotel on Saturday before the wedding that I attended in Malibu, and it was sort of, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, it was like going back. The raid on Entebbe. Remember, I was surrounded. I was at a wedding, and the wedding was a Jewish wedding, and most of the folks were Jewish. And for whatever the reason, I went to Delta Force, that movie that had Chuck Connors, remember, Lee Marvin, George Kennedy. Remember that movie? It's got to be 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
And oh, yeah. Wow.
That's where my mind went when I saw the stuff on the screen. In the workout room, the whole thing went back to what was going, so what it does is underscore how long this stuff has been going on. That's really what it is. It's this, these problems are not getting resolved. So you got to wonder, and then I think to myself, why is it that we need to go after these people because they have done us wrong, but. You still wonder how long these files are active. You think about that, too? How much effort and time does the government put into going after some of these people? That's really Abu Anas Alibi, an Al-Qaeda operative. 1998 was the year of the bombings of those embassies. So that's pretty interesting. When you think about it, how far back does this all go? 888-302-3684 is the phone connection to the Good Day program. You can send us email, Ken or Doug at DougStefan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. So what are people on our social media saying about these raids, the capture of these two different people?
Darla says, why are we suddenly interested in catching terrorists? Is it just distraction? And Martin says, I wonder what the reaction would be if Libya snatched someone from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lot of talk about the fact that Libya is running, there's a shaky government. They got permission from the government to do it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think you heard in my voice the question about getting people like this. And one wonders during the government shutdown how all this takes place as well, I think. It doesn't shut down what is necessary, but is this necessary? Do you feel better knowing that these guys are have been captured? Is this going to be a lesson? Do you think that the bad guys in the world are going to say, oh, wow, they got those guys. That was 15 years ago. We better look out. Do you think people think like that, the terrorists?
I don't know.
I don't think they give a damn one way or another. But it's given a lot of people cause to think, wow, this is great. We can go get them. But I think that question, that was that a lady who asked that? What would happen if the Libyans came into America and captured somebody? Well, I suppose if he'd done harm to the Libyan government, we'd have been working with him, right? In a sense. I don't know. It's kind of confusing. 888-302-3684. There's so much stuff going on. And, yeah, maybe it is a distraction. We'll spend a moment or two more on this. And then the government shutdown is really the focus of much of our attention, as well it ought to be. This is Good Day at 16 past the hour.
I'm Jim Cook here at our Sam Adams Brewery, tasting this year's Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Hit it, boys! Who wants some fresh Oktoberfest? This year's Oktoberfest is rich with sweet flavors like caramel and toffee.
Mm, that is really good.
Those unique flavors come from the five roasted malts in Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Ah, delicious. We only brew Sam Adams Oktoberfest for 2 months, so grab one before it's too late.
Then I definitely want more Oktoberfest.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take responsibly.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
So, you're leaving that great barbecue joint in the warehouse district, and you're about to get into your truck. Except, there is no truck. Holy cow, it hits you. Your keys are missing and your Silverado's been stolen. And before you go crazy over the injustice of it all, you tap your OnStar app. A soothing woman says, no problem. And before you can say, that thief's going down, she helps you file a police report. Then she pings a signal that bounces into space, giving her the lat and long of your truck, which she shares with the police until the joyrider is in their sights. When the officer gives the go-ahead, OnStar sends a signal that slows his speed, just as the thief is saying, what the? And it's hard to say who is more amazed by the whiz-bang, don't you dare mess with my truck technology. You or the guy who's about to do hard time. All because you drive a Chevrolet Silverado. Connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, Doug Steffens, Good Day program with a short focus on the terror raids in Africa. From CNN, Candy Crowley talks to Congressman Steve King of Iowa, Congresswoman Donna Edwards of Maryland, and political analyst Ross Duhat about the pros and cons politically of these raids.
There have been two apparently successful raids by U.S. Special Forces, one in Libya for a man we've been looking for almost 15 years, the other in Somalia against an al-Shabaab unit. They, of course, being responsible for the Mall terrorism not that long ago. When you contrast this to the Syria, we're going to bomb, we're not going to bomb, and all the criticism the president took for that, this is a pretty forceful, looks like a successful mission so far. Does that strengthen his hand at home? Is there a translation there that the American, that he gets a boost from this?
Candy, I think that this is a plus, and I'm certainly glad that we have that kind of orders out there for those missions, and our hats are off to our special forces that have pulled this off, and they're coming back without American casualties. It strengthened his hand, probably marginally, but it's a good thing. And I'm one who has said that the president has the constitutional authority to order our troops into battle. He needs to come back to us if it's a long engagement, but I think he would have been better off if he was going to go into Libya, or excuse me, into Syria, if he had done so without consulting with Congress for a precision strike. I think that's what caused the problem, and now we're in a situation where he went to Congress for advice, and now he's negotiating with the Russians. So we'll see. It strengthens his hand marginally.
I think we can all agree it's better if you don't have to deal with Congress, but sometimes.
it certainly demonstrates the president's resolve, as he's demonstrated during the course of his presidency. And it says to the rest of the world, we're not going to forget, and we're going to keep coming after you if you've done harm to us and our allies around the world, and I think that's really important. What's clear to me, though, is that the president has, you know, an obligation around the world. America matters, and we need to get our house in order.
Yeah, that's for sure. 888-302-3684. Speaking of that, shutdown of the focus next year on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Now 23 minutes after the hour, the top stories, the important information, the conversation, that's what we have for you here on Good Day. And in this hour, especially on Mondays, we take apart a lot of the information, we being Kenny and me and you, the Sunday morning news programs from ABC and NBC and CBS and CNN and Fox, because they often lead to conversation about things like the spending bill, the administration pressuring the House to end the shutdown by passing a clean budget bill. But Speaker Boehner says that there aren't enough votes to pass such a bill. Matter of fact, he was on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos and said, frankly, he had no intention of scheduling a vote. Here's some of that conversation.
Democrats have been saying that you are the man. You are the one man in Washington who has the power to reopen the government. All you have to do is schedule a vote for a clean government funding resolution. Will you do that?
George, the House has passed four bills to keep the government open and to provide fairness to the American people under Obamacare. And even after the Senate has rejected, they've rejected all four of them. And even after the four rejections, we asked to sit down with the Senate and have a conversation. They said no. Listen, Obamacare is a law that's going to raise the cost of health insurance premiums and making it almost impossible for employers to hire new people. It's a law the American people do not want and cannot afford.
It's also the law of the land, as you've said on many occasions. It's also you've tried many, many times to defund it. It's simply not working. So I guess the answer to my question is...
Well, why wouldn't the president provide fairness to the American people? Given exemptions and waivers to all kinds of groups and people... But he hasn't given one to the American people who are going to suffer under this law.
He has not, perhaps, but I take it from your answer that you're not prepared to schedule a clean vote on government funding right now.
There are not the votes in the House to pass a clean CR.
Are you sure that's true? The Democrats say they have 195 Democrats who've already signed a letter saying that they would vote for it. 21 House Republicans have said they are for it as well, and Democrats are confident. You add those Republicans to the Democrats, a few more would come along, and they have the votes.
The American people expect in Washington, when we have a crisis like this, that the leaders will sit down and have a conversation. And I told my members the other day, there may be a back room somewhere, but there's nobody in it. We're interested in having a conversation about how we open the government and how we begin to pay our bills. But it begins with a simple conversation.
Well, you had a conversation at the White House. The Democrats, including Senate Democrat Harry Reid, has said he's more than willing to have a conference, more than willing to have a negotiation, but not under the threat of a government shutdown, not under the threat of default.
So it's my way or the highway. That's what he's saying. Complete surrender, and then we'll talk to you.
That's not
it. It's about having a conversation. I gave the Senate Majority Leader some advice at the White House about how to proceed. I gave him some advice over a week ago about how to avert this. And yet, They refused to do it.
But Mr. Speaker, he says, and he said it publicly on many occasions, that you came to him back in July and offered to pass a clean government funding resolution, no Obamacare amendments, that was $70 billion below what the Senate wanted. They accepted it, and now you've reneged on that offer.
No, clearly there was a conversation about doing this.
Several conversations.
Several. But
and you offered a clean resolution.
But I and my members decided that the threat of Obamacare and what was happening was so important that it was time for us to take a stand, and we took a stand.
Did you decide it, or was it decided for you?
No, I, and working with my members, decided to do this in a unified way.
This is clearly not what you want. I want to go back to several points you've made about this over the last year. Here you were right after the election with Diane Sawyer.
It's pretty clear that the president was reelected. Obamacare is the law of the land.
If we were to put Obamacare into the CR and send it over to the Senate, we were risking shutting down the government. That is not our goal.
So right there you say that's not your goal. You don't want to put Obamacare on this, yet you did it.
George, I've made it clear to my colleagues, I don't want to shut the government down. We voted to keep the government open.
Also said you didn't want to put Obamacare on the CR.
Providing fairness to the American people under Obamacare is all we're asking for.
It bothers me that a news guy gets that inveigled in this, doesn't that? Does that bother you? 28 after on Good Day.
For 100 years, dental hygienists have been helping prevent disease and improving oral health. Periodontal disease is preventable, yet 75% of Americans still have some form of it. Dr. Denise Bowers, American Dental Hygienists Association president, says dental hygienists are the first line of defense against it and other oral health problems.
A thorough dental hygiene regimen is really important for maintaining good oral health. This involves brushing for 2 minutes twice a day along the gum line at a 45-degree angle using a vibrating back-and-forth rolling motion. It is also important to floss, rinse with an antiseptic mouthwash, and even chew sugar-free gum after meals to prevent tooth decay. I also recommend you visit your dental hygienist twice a year because dental hygienists play a crucial role in detecting and preventing oral health disease that can lead to more life-altering diseases.
For more, visit adha.org/ndhm. I'm Lee Shepherd.
You know Sears Auto Center offers complete car care, but did you know we also carry convenience? We've got tons of it. Online scheduling, weekend appointments, text updates, and convenient deals, too. You can even get a battery check and multi-point inspection for free. Plus, our convenient fall maintenance package is just $39.99 with Valvoline oil change, Gold Series wiper blades, and tire rotation. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete car care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new Office Max Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/service.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From 3-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Now time for us to continue on the conversational side of things for Monday morning, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here evaluating the events of the weekend. I guess some of this stuff is an evaluation of things that have been, we've been trolling around in these waters for what seems to be quite a long time. The essence of the conversation with House Speaker Boehner, that seemed to have gotten the most attention on the Sunday morning news programs. He has no intention of scheduling a vote. It's my way or the highway on both sides, it would seem. What say you on this? 888-302-3684. We'll take some calls after we go through a little bit more of the presentations. We've heard the News Talk television side from a couple of different points of view. Let's now listen to a couple of talk radio hosts who have had this on their mind over the weekend, starting with Rob Pratt, who was a talk radio host talking with is in Pennsylvania, talking with Congressman Tim Murphy of his state about the pettiness of this shutdown and the politics on both sides.
It really is almost like a couple of kids in the backyard saying, it's my ball, I'm taking it home, I don't like the way you're playing this game anymore. Why do you think something as significant as this becomes so petty in politics? And I'm not really looking at either party here, I'm just looking at this problem right now.
Well, with someone... An unnamed source from the White House said that they felt they were winning, and that's in quotes, this political argument. And so they felt as long as the pressure could be put on to bash Republicans, no need to meet. Well, I think that really shows what this has come down to. It's a political battle instead of a policy compromise. We heard also that the Archdiocese for the Military Service, or the United States Military, is also shutting down chapel services. They're telling priests they're not allowed to go and conduct mass, weddings, baptisms. It's absurd. I mean, they're canceling religious services. That's never been done. And these are priests who are saying, oh, look, I'll volunteer to celebrate mass, to conduct the wedding, to do the baptisms. But that's not happening either. It is the silliness. It's people taking polls of what's going to help them the next election instead of what's going to help them with this generation. And no wonder the American public is seeing through this and see this is silly. We have passed a ton of legislative things also. The Senate, in fact, our military bill went over in July, but again, Senator Reid said he wasn't going to take it up. So I think it's important that people understand that the rhetoric that's coming across in much of the media is that we're refusing to keep the government going, or sadly, as President Obama used some not very nice words to say we're holding a gun to the American people. Bad, bad choice of words. We need to be a sitting down and talking.
888-302-3684. All right, another talk radio program hosted by Jason Rance. Here he talks to Congressman Derek Kilmer of Washington about the shutdown, including the debate over raising the debt ceiling.
It seems like the current debate on the shutdown will, in fact, be tied to the debt ceiling debate, which means that not only could the shutdown last for another 11 days, but we risk defaulting on our financial obligations. The president, Senator Harry Reid, they said they're not going to negotiate. The Democrats in the House are not really backing some of the majority of the bills Republicans are passing to try and force a negotiation. So what exactly is next?
Well, I think the issue you just raised is a real concern. The government shutdown is certainly playing with fire, in that you're seeing a lot of federal employees furloughed. You're seeing a shutdown of a lot of critical services. And you're seeing added instability for small businesses. I spent my last decade working in economic development. My observation is what employers want from government more than anything else is an environment of trust and predictability. And I think Congress has certainly screwed that up right now. But, so the shutdown is playing with fire. A potential default is playing with nukes. I think every American should be concerned that with Congress, earning its low approval rating right now, the potential that we default has an impact on every family and every small business in this country. It means that the cost of borrowing for a home, the cost of borrowing to purchase a car for a small business, the cost of purchasing equipment will go up, and the value of everyone's 401ks and retirements will go down if we see a default occur. So I am certainly hopeful that we can get the government back up and running, and I'm more than hopeful. I'm prayerful that we will avoid seeing the federal government default.
So all across the country, Kenny, the government's work is piling up. It's not just paperwork, old tires, it's cups littering a stretch of a river in Nebraska, food poisoning microbes awaiting analysis in Atlanta, the wreckage of a plane in California. All this is part of what's going on. You look at some of the things where there is an example of how inveigled the government is into our lives. And I think that's what this government, the partial government shutdown, shows us. It's pretty messy stuff. There's toxic waste on hold at the EPA. Some of the things that have been done or not done are all about sort of sticking it to you. Feel like, oh, come on, these people can handle this stuff. They could be doing this sort of thing. The Agriculture Department stopped cracking down on livestock auctions and crop yields, vital numbers to buyers, farmers. I don't know that's... I'm listening to some of the stuff on the radio yesterday in Los Angeles. People who are, into how much the government is needed to protect us all. There are, federal safety investigators involved in that wreckage of the plane. It's a private jet. It crashed into a hangar at Santa Monica Airport. There were four people killed. And all the stuff's just sitting there. But the people are dead. So there isn't much you can do about it at the moment anyway. So I think there's the way that all this stuff is presented. Look at how much you need your government. I'm not sure that we need the government for all of these things. As has been pointed out by a lot of people, government is messy business. And this may be an example of it. Literally is messy business. But why do we need all of this stuff? We are functioning. We are alive. We are okay. And it's without the nanny state. 888-302-3684. Here's Gloria in Texas who declares herself as a Republican, but...
I'm a Republican, sir, but I'm also a special education director in a district that serves primarily disadvantaged children. And having had to watch firsthand the destruction caused by the Republican policies of shutting down the government, of enforcing sequestration on our most helpless and needy children. I have had to simply resign myself that it is not possible to be a Christian and a Republican simultaneously right now. I am absolutely at a loss as to how to explain to my party how wrong, how cruel their actions are. And I can tell you that my father was a Marine who fought in World War II, who was wounded in World War II, and he would never ever have gone to stand at a memorial when children were suffering. He told me many times he fought in World War II to protect the women and children from the predations of other countries who at that time were bent on destroying us. Why we are damaging our national defense and damaging our children right now over these petty political squabbles is beyond me. We must fund the government, and we must fund it adequately. Children are in need, and we are simply not doing what is right.
888-302-3684. A lot of passion there. Let's listen now as Coleman, who's attending to business by listening to his program, figure out what's going on the shutdown and the Republicans.
I think things turned in the Republican favor for the first time with the Veterans Memorial demonstration, the idiocy of the government barricading an open memorial. Hit home with, I think, the general public. And I think positions now becoming more clear. Any family has to prioritize their expenditures if they have limited income, and the federal government does have limited income, but it doesn't want to prioritize. President Obama and Harry Reid are saying, we want everything. It became very clear on the House floor. Chris Van Hollen and other Democrats said, anything the government does should be funded, fully funded. Now, the Republicans are saying, no, let's prioritize and let's look at spending. So what we have is a situation where the Democrats are saying, hey, we have no problem. We can simply borrow it from our kids and grandkids. So we don't have a limitation on government. And the Republicans are trying to say, let's get things prioritized. This is becoming clear to the public. And I think things are going to go much better as we move forward on this discussion.
All right, let's take one more call on this. This is Doreen listening in Maryland to WTNT.
I'm really at a loss for words knowing that the Republican congressmen are hijacking the government, and that's really what it boils down to. It started long before October 1st, and it needs to end yesterday. I've heard callers say, so what? We can go as long as we need to go. But let me tell you something. As a part of my husband works for the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm in a very highly populated military district, to know that these families don't know where their next paycheck is coming from. But those congressmen are getting paid when we are not getting paid is absolutely uncalled for. It's dubious. Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act is just like our car insurance. You have to have it. And ultimately, whether or not the next person is going to the emergency room and does not have the money to pay for it, we are paying for it. So this affords an opportunity for them to find some health insurance that fits within their budget. We are all responsible as Americans, and I really implore those who are educated and those who are not, get involved in your government. We voted these people in. We can vote these people out.
All right, you've heard a lot of that. One wonders if people are listening to that or thinking about that. So the shutdown, I think that's enough on that. We have several more items of interest here to cover as time allows in this hour of Good Day. It's 15 before the hour now.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding a child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Geico presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to Geico because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. Geico's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to Geico. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at OfficeMax.com/services.
For 100 years, dental hygienists have been helping prevent disease and improving oral health. Periodontal disease is preventable, yet 75% of Americans still have some form of it. Dr. Denise Bowers, American Dental Hygienists Association president, says dental hygienists are the first line of defense against it and other oral health problems.
A thorough dental hygiene regimen is really important for maintaining good oral health. This involves brushing for 2 minutes twice a day along the gum line at a 45-degree angle using a vibrating back-and-forth rolling motion. It is also important to floss, rinse with an antiseptic mouthwash, and even chew sugar-free gum after meals to prevent tooth decay. I also recommend you visit your dental hygienist twice a year because dental hygienists play a crucial role in detecting and preventing oral health disease that can lead to more life-altering diseases.
For more, visit adha.org/NDHM. I'm Lee Shepard.
888-302-3684. Continuing now with a focus on Casey Kasem. His children are so desperate to see their father, they're ready to go to court. There is a lot of stuff that's gone on in this past week. Actually, apparently this thing has been going on for about 3 months. Here's L.A. host John Phillips talking to legal analyst Royal Oaks about the situation with Kasem and his family. His wife is not letting the family members come in and see him. He's suffering from Parkinson's.
The children of legendary TV and radio broadcaster Casey Kasem are saying that his current wife, and I always love it when people say current wife as if they're expecting you to divorce and marry someone else, that she's holding their 81-year-old father prisoner in the estate. He's got Parkinson's disease, is allegedly in pretty bad shape. They want to see him, and they say she won't let them see their dad. What's going on here?
Yeah, it's a real mess. I mean, what a tragic thing. Carrie, Casey Kasem's daughter, is saying that the second wife, Jean Kasem, has not let the kids see him, has not let the grandkids see Casey Kasem in over 3 months. And she says before that it was a regular thing. About once a month they would get to see him. And they say, as you point out, he's got Parkinson's. He's kind of in a bad way health-wise. It's a real difficult situation because, I mean, technically speaking, you don't have visitation rights when it comes to grandpa. I mean, grandparents sometimes fight to see grandchildren, and the courts go both ways on that. So there are no established visitation rights the way you have with a parent and a child. But you do have the issue of whether there's elder abuse going on. A wife, whether it's the third or fourth or fifth wife, theoretically is in the best position to know what should happen with the spouse if the spouse is ill. The default setting is that Casey Kasem's wife gets to run the show in terms of what happens to him, who sees him. Presumably, he's okay with her decisions. If it flips over to an elder abuse situation, I mean, the kids and the grandkids may go to court and they may say, you know what, we don't want to trample on Jean's rights as a loving wife here, but we think she's crossed the line.
I think she has too. Don't you? I mean, why wouldn't you want to have the children? What difference does it make who's the mother? Let the children to see their father. 51 after on Good Day.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is king, and it continues here. And the things that are going on in the news and what it means to you. How many people are still thinking about Syria? Hello, Syria. Secretary of State Kerry yesterday praising the president of Syria, saying that the news on how the international disarmament experts coming in there, dismantling, destroying the chemical weapons is a good thing. So are you up on this? Are we putting this to bed? Yesterday on Meet the Press on NBC, Savannah Guthrie talked to Ambassador to the UN Samantha Power about Syria and the turning over of these chemical weapons fairly easily.
You got the deal on Syria. It does not have an automatic enforcement. So can you really say it's a resolution that has teeth that will bite?
This is the first resolution that has ever required Syria to do anything. Russia has been taking it by the hand, you know, putting it under its wing and shielding it from any international pressure of any kind. We think it is very significant that Syria is now legally required by the world, by Russia and the United States, to give up its chemical weapons.
There was a time about a year ago when there were people inside the administration who were urging the president to do more to arm the moderate opposition. This was a time when Assad was weaker, when he was more on the ropes. Did the administration miss its moment? And is it fair to say that you could draw a direct line between that and the slowness of the world and what happened on August 21st?
Well, I think the United States has employed just about every tool in the toolbox short of invading Syria. We have put in place the most crippling economic sanctions that exist just about anywhere in the world. We've supported, again, these accountability mechanisms so that at some point justice will be done, and there is, we hope, for some kind of deterrent effect day to day in terms of the behavior of perpetrators.
Hard to go back in time, but had there been action to arm that opposition earlier, might they have been able to gain more of a foothold?
again, from the beginning, the president has urged us to take every tool out of the toolbox, to scrub it, to see do the benefits outweigh the costs. We had very serious vetting issues and very serious vetting concerns, and some of those concerns continue. Indeed, some of them are more pronounced even today.
888-302-3684. Here's radio host Charlie Brennan talking to military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland about the turning over of the chemical weapons in Syria.
I can't remember anything in U.S. military history quite like what we just went through, and that is the president was threatening military action against Syria, and then Russian leader Putin said, well, hang on a moment, what if Syria gives up all of its gas and gas weapons, the sarin and the mustard gas, whatever? What if we work through that? Syria agreed, and right now, UN weapons inspectors are basically embarking on Syria.
That's exactly correct. It's been a kind of a head-spinning time here for the last month in Syria following the attack in Damascus on the 21st of August that killed a large number of people, reported and subsequently verified that it was, in fact, sarin gas. UN inspection team went in there and verified that, of course. All indications was it was from the Syrian government. And now we're embarked today following a UN resolution last Friday. As you say, UN inspection teams under the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons heading into Syria actually to destroy that stockpile, which is quite significant, about 1,000 tons of chemical munitions.
But in about 50 locations, or are there 50? Maybe there are 250. Do we really know?
Well, they had to provide initial inventory. They, the Syrians and the people I've talked with and the announcements by the OPCW, was they thought that was a fairly accurate presentation by the Syrians of what they had and where they had it. But this is still going to be a monumental task, as you say, a large number of sites. And, of course, we're going to be destroying these particular weapons in the middle of a war. So the security of those teams that are conducting this destruction is going to be a pretty daunting task, along with the task they have rendering those weapons useless.
Last week, the CBS New York Times poll indicated most Americans don't think we're going to have unfettered access to all the weapons. What do you think?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. I think it remains to be seen how much the Syrians will cooperate. Again, it will be a challenge because of that ongoing conflict. There does seem to be some suggestion that Assad, president of Syria, has determined that, quite frankly, these weapons may be more of a liability than an asset. And as a consequence, he can give these up and really not diminish his military significantly. The other thing I think it's important to keep in mind, that while this is important, no one wants to see these weapons falling into a third-party hands. It doesn't really do that much in towards of ending this conflict, which has gone on now for a couple of years. Over 100,000 Syrians have been killed, 2 million are refugees, and still a major threat to destabilize the region, even if we are able to destroy the stockpile.
The United States and Russia are very pleased at what's going on, so says our Secretary of State John Kerry with regard to the Syrian gas. It's 59 after on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.